CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Buck.
Dad, you stand next to Mommy and Daddy and Aunt Effie. Come on now.
Oh, Mommy, I can't live outside sitting on a bus like that. It's wonderful. Look, it has an upstairs.
They're called double-decker buses here. Those are the regular street buses in London, and before we leave England, we can have a ride on them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this afternoon. As long as we're taking the morning tour of London, and we had the afternoon tour yesterday, why don't we go window shopping this afternoon and see what some of the stores look like?
Uh-huh.
Selfridges and Harrods and Horton and Mason.
Yes, that's a good idea. Oh, I'm glad you're getting a chance to go with us on some of these tours, dear.
I'm too.
Glad. I'm supposed to be here on business for Fintech. You know, I don't get it. Our representative here knew that I was going to be in London now.
Oh,
I suddenly gads off to Paris.
Don't go on now. It's not your fault. So at least forget business a little bit and enjoy yourself until he gets back, huh?
I wonder what we're going to see this morning. You got that tour booklet?
Left it at the hotel with you.
Well, I do have a business appointment this afternoon, so if this tour doesn't get started before long...
Well, it isn't supposed to start until 9, dear, and it's 1 minute to. I suppose they wait until we all gather here on the sidewalk in front of the tour office.
Look, there's that awful woman who was on the afternoon tour with us yesterday. The one in the red hat.
Yes.
I certainly hope she's not going on the same tour we are.
All right. All those going on the morning tour of old historic London, follow me. The bus is just around the corner.
Who's the same guide and everything?
Yes.
Come on, let's get the front seat.
Remember when men used to be proud of their success in various fields despite their lack of formal education? They were graduates, they said, of the School of Hard Knocks and took justifiable pride in their ultimate achievements. Well, the era of the self-made man is all but over, however. Today's highly specialized science and industry require training and education. The more education you get, the better your chances for a job you really want. Teenagers make a smart, sure investment when they continue their education by returning to high school or entering college in the fall. If you need convincing, consider this. Most menial, low-paying jobs are held by people without specialized training, without education. If you're content to be at the bottom socially and financially, maybe you should quit school and make space for someone who feels differently. But if you want the better things in life, a secure home and future, don't quit school. Plan to return after Labor Day. The more training you get, the more secure your future. So this fall, go back to school. You'll never regret that step.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I said good morning. Well, that's better, I see some of the same faces on the afternoon tour yesterday. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Well, that's good. Now we're going to be seeing a good many places of interest this morning in old historic London. But we'll make three actual stops. Now, first, we'll stop at Buckingham Palace to see the changing of the guard. Then on to Westminster Abbey, and then we'll also stop at the old curiosity shop, known to you Americans and made famous by Charles Dickens in his novel of the same name, Old Curiosity Shop. Now we're driving down Shaftesbury Avenue towards Buckingham Palace, where we'll make our first stop to witness the changing of the guard.
And after we've seen the changing of the guard, Betsy, you rush and get back on the bus and grab this front seat again.
All right.
Did you see that woman's face when she got on the bus and saw that I already had the front seat?
No, well, you stop worrying about where you're sitting and enjoy the trip.
Honestly, I've heard all my life about the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace. Now I'm here, I can't see a thing.
Hold me up, Daddy.
Well, now, just a second, honey. I'm trying to take a picture.
And if you look at that guard, he just walks up and down every 5 minutes and in between times stands absolutely still. How does he stand so still, huh? What would happen if he got a fly on the end of his nose?
Well, maybe get out of the way. I'm trying to take the guy's picture.
Yes.
Will somebody hold me up?
No, here, I will if I can. Aunt Effie, look at this. What are you looking at?
Yeah.
That woman in the red hat.
Oh.
I think she's going and getting on sightseeing bus so she can take our seat.
Oh, for Pete's sake, will you forget the woman in the red hat and look at the guards in the fur hat? it. That's what we're here for.
Then they get the girls and my girl back to the bus.
Oh, get back here.
I'll get a picture.
Come on.
Come along now. Get on the bus, folks. Sit right
there. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to hold everybody up. I was trying to get a picture there.
All right, sir. You're not the last one by any means.
Yeah.
Over here, folks. This is your bus. Sit lively.
Well, I'm very sorry, but I believe you have our seat.
I don't see how it can be your seat. We're supposed to sit anywhere.
Hey, come on. There's plenty of seats in the back of the bus here. Come on.
What's the matter?
I ran ahead to get our seat here in the bus. This lady already had it.
Yeah, Pete, it doesn't matter. Go sit back there with your mother. Come on. Come on, Aunt Effie.
The guide asked us yesterday on the tour to please take the same seat.
It doesn't matter. Come on, will you? Now, don't make a scene. Plenty of seats.
That woman deliberately started on ahead so she could get the seat.
Will you sit down and don't make a scene? What other difference does it make?
You can't hear anything in the back of the bus on that speaker system. You can't understand the guide at all.
Well, we're all here now on our way again to our next stop, Westminster Abbey, where all the kings and queens of England have been crowned in the eclipse of Edward V and Edward VIII.
What is it, Barry? You can't hear a thing over that speaker system in the back of the bus.
Well, look, somebody took our seats, too, now. Stop worrying about it.
Well, I do think people should take the same seats. It made me kind of mad, too. You can't hear the guide back here.
No. Well, when we get off the bus at Westminster Abbey, I'm going to put my coat on the front seat.
Yes,
please, will you listen to the guide?
Please help by Edward the Confessor in the 11th century.
Well, this is certainly a waste of money. I can't understand a thing.
We are now standing in the center of historic Westminster Abbey, the beautiful and magnificent chapel of King Edward the Confessor. Will those of my party please come closer? I don't believe, sir, you're with my group. These people have paid their money, sir. Yes, please stand aside. Thank you, thank you. Now, to your left. The left, ladies and gentlemen, you see the famous throne, the coronation chair, in which all the kings and queens of England have been crowned, including Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, our present queen. The coronation chair was made warmer by Edward I in 1300 to hold the famous stone of Scone, which you will notice just underneath the seat. Now, please do not touch them. Now, if you'll turn around and look to your right.
Look at that woman in the red hat. He just gets through saying, please do not touch. And she leaned right over and touched the throne.
All right, all right, never mind. Turn around and look up to the right.
Oh, yes, but on that beam you'll see the helmet, the armor, and the lance worn by Henry V at the Battle of Agincourt. On October 25, the year 1415.
Well, these dates, 14, this and 13, that it seems incredible. And we've been so impressed because the mantelpiece in our new house dates back to 1780.
Now we'll make our way to the famous poet Cornwall Witness Rally with the famous men as Chaucer, Spenser, Dryden, Tennyson, and David Garrick Abbey.
Oh,
also memorial to Shakespeare, Dr. Samuel Johnson, Coleridge, Milton, and also...
Spenser is not very dear, guys. I have to know that he was very...
No, madam, I did not say he was buried here. He's buried at Trinity Church in Stratford. What I said was there's a memorial to him here.
Well, I guess she got told.
Sure, you're right.
She never lets him say a thing without interrupting.
There you also see the tombs of Mary, Queen of Scots, and Elizabeth the First. Now, notice on the side of Queen Elizabeth's tomb, there's the famous ring Elizabeth gave to the Earl of Essex, saying to him, if we ever quarrel, return this ring, and all will be forgiven.
Oh,
well, they did quarrel. Essex was about to be beheaded. He gave the ring to a lady-in-waiting. However, for reasons we shall never know, the lady-in-waiting did not give the ring to Queen Elizabeth, and as a result, Essex was beheaded.
I don't think it was Essex. She didn't. I think it was Sir Walter Rose.
I'm sorry to dispute you, madam, but it was indeed the Earl of Essex.
All I can say is you English are so fond of all these old things, I don't see why you don't keep them cleaned up better. Everything looks so dark and dingy.
Oh, I can't, Effie. I can't stand that woman.
What you see, madam, is mostly smoke damage from the bombing during the last war. We're doing our best to restore the landmarks, but it does take a bit of time and money.
It seems to me that we Americans have spent plenty of money to England.
Just what in sand hill do you mean by that remark?
Are you talking to me?
I most certainly am. By golly, it is no wonder that we Americans get a...
Please, stay out of here. I think you should tell her right off.
Please. Oh, no, no. You Americans. These are the start of civil war right in the middle of Westminster Abbey.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. In the field of broadcast journalism, that dramatic world of Dateline and Deadline, CBS News maintains the top reputation. It's a reputation gained through years of delivering the goods to a listening America. It's a reputation gained through resourceful, experienced ferreting out of the often elusive details which make the picture of each development complete. Complex communication links are maintained to funnel fast-breaking developments around the world to the central bureaus of CBS News. There, facts are aligned, related to broader developments, so that what you hear on the air is absolutely accurate and up to the minute. We'd like to remind you, too, that each Monday through Friday night, veteran CBS newsman Lowell Thomas brings you his own colorful exploration of the day's happenings. For the very latest news, be listening for our frequent 5-minute CBS newscasts and special programs. And for illuminating commentary on that news, be sure to hear Lowell Thomas each weeknight right here on CBS Radio.
All right. Now, what seems to be the trouble here? I can hear it way out on the street.
Oh, I'm sorry, officer. It started with my group. I'm afraid they've collected quite a crowd. Come along now, over this way, just on the other side of Edward II.
Sounds like American.
Yes, sir. It's been rather interesting. Americans are not all the same at all, sir, you know. Some of them are quite different.
Now, you know that my ancestors came from England, and I believe I have a right to criticize my native country.
If you're an American citizen, America's your native country. As far as the English are concerned, you're an American.
Yes.
Seems to me that we're with the world in the state that it's in.
So please, dear.
I've never seen him like this. I just told this man what happened, and he's on our side, too.
Oh.
He's from Indiana, and here is a woman from Wisconsin.
Oh, How do you do? May I remind all of you that you're in Westminster Abbey?
Oh.
Now, who places that on the tomb of Richard III?
Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
I'm afraid I did. It fell off in the excitement.
If I may say so, officer, he's all right.
Oh, well, thank you. I can explain. I guess I started the whole thing. I got mad.
Well, may I make a suggestion, sir? In England, when we get angry, we never, as you say, sir, start it. Instead, we write a letter to the Times.
Oh, well, all right, by golly, I'll write a letter to the London Times.
Well, if you do, I shall answer it.
Oh, don't start anything, dear. You know what your company said about getting into any kind of trouble, anything that might reflect on your company.
Well, yeah, all right, that's true, okay.
Oh, I guess we're all alike, sir. American or English, our wives tell us what to do. Follow me, everyone. On your right, passing the tomb of Henry V.
I shall write a letter to the Times tonight.
Because he said, honey, you are going to be so sorry.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers, Margaret Hamilton, Melville Cooper, Beatrice Pons, and Anthony Kendall Cooper, and is produced by Walter Hart.